Welcome to the Spoonie Podcast. I'm your host, Emily Fraser. This show is for anyone living with a chronic health condition. From personal experience, I know how difficult it is to navigate life with debilitating symptoms like pain and fatigue. I want you to know that you're not alone, and it is possible to build a life you love alongside your diagnosis. I can't wait to show you how. I wanted to pop in and give you all an update about what's been going on with me. If you're following me on Instagram at The Spoonie Mentor, you're probably aware of the emotional roller coaster I've been on this year. But I'm starting to crawl out of this crab shell I've been in for the last few months and wanted to share with all of you what's been going on. So if you didn't hear, my father-in-law passed away unexpectedly at the end of January, which was really sudden and has been really hard on everyone, a lot of grief involved. And then we had been doing all of these injections and we're about to do a transfer a couple weeks after he passed away. So we decided to go ahead with the transfer because I'd been doing these injections and really not responding well. And we kind of thought at that point, with the cycle of death and rebirth, we just thought, you know, if Brent passed away, then this must be a sign, like, that he's going to help watch over our baby and make sure that this embryo transfers and turns into a successful pregnancy. But sadly, the transfer was not successful. And that was really upsetting because, as you all know, I've been doing IVF last year, and we only ended up getting 2 embryos out of the whole ordeal, even though I had 22 eggs. We're doing IVF because of male factor infertility. So we always knew that was a risk, but one of the 2 embryos has my polycystic kidney disease, which is genetic. So basically we have that embryo still frozen, but we're likely going to go ahead with another egg retrieval next month. The only issue is that then I go to see my nephrologist every year, and unfortunately my lab work was really not great this year. According to the results, I've progressed to stage 2 of kidney failure, which is the worst numbers they've ever been, especially given that last January my numbers were better than they'd ever been. And at that point we were like, I'm not even going to need a kidney transplant, and we were all so happy. So I think it really shows how much stress and emotions affect our physical health, because I did those lab results right after my father-in-law passed away and then right after we had the failed embryo transfer. And I just think all the chemicals that were in my body, all those injections, all of the stress definitely impacted things. So my nephrologist agreed we're just going to wait, redo the tests in June, and see if my body can tolerate another egg retrieval. I think the good part about all of that is that I really feel like I've reached a state of surrender. When we transferred it, we were just in such desperation energy of like, we want to be parents right away. It's already taken so long, like years of infertility and all these tests we've had to go through. But I'm at this point now where I just trust that what's meant to happen is going to happen. And I think this is part of the journey of being a Spoonie too. Like, I remember just thinking, everything's out of my control. How am I going to get better? And just actually learning to release the control and trust the process was a huge turning point in my own recovery. So that's where I'm at with my fertility journey. And then my husband's grandmother passed away. So we ended up flying out east to Halifax for the funeral, and it was good to see family, but of course it just brought up a bunch of the grief again that, you know, the shock was just starting to wear off about Brent passing. So it's just been a whirlwind. And then my grandmother ended up in the emergency room. I was with her, and it was a suspected stroke. And I just remember sitting in the waiting room while she was going through the CT scan or MRI or whatever test she was doing, and just like crying. Just being in a hospital again, it's always so triggering and brings up so much of my Spoonie journey and just that helplessness and all of the symptoms I had, but just the whole feeling of like, when the heck is this gonna get better? Like, this year is a dumpster fire. And Luckily, it turned out that it was Bell's palsy, which unfortunately isn't great, but it's better than a stroke. And she's doing okay, still has a lot of facial drooping and paralysis on her, the left side of her face. But, you know, she's still here and in good spirits. But that moment when I was at the hospital with her and everything has just been a turning point for me, because I realized I'd fallen into an old pattern of just expecting the worst to happen, which can really happen when we're chronically ill, is just being like, well, expecting the worst. And like attracts like. I know I truly believe that when my mindset is in a positive place, not from a place of toxic positivity, but from a place of like, I believe that things can happen. And what if I trust that things will flow and that things can be easy and that good things happen? And things have really been turning around since then. Obviously, grief is something that changes in every moment. Some days are good, some days are hard, and it can change minute to minute. I remember I had a really great weekend, a lot of fun social activities, but someone and my friend's dad, we were at a brewery for her birthday, and he just asked me like, how you doing? And I said, okay. And he said, just okay. And then I burst into tears and had to like quietly exit the party. But all to say that things can hit when you least expect it. But I'm really, really grateful for all of the tools and strategies I have about being grounded and resilient. We're all resilient. You know, researchers used to think that resilience was just a trait that you are either born with or not. But the reality is that everyone is resilient. It's just about tapping into that innate resilience. And there's so many different factors that affect that, just like who we're surrounded with and the different tools you have access to. But truly, everyone is resilient. And I've had to remind myself that I'm strong. And Adam and I have just been supporting each other through these ups and downs, as hard as it is. As much as, you know, it's sad. Like, it sucks to lose anyone. But as my grandmother says, none of us are getting out of here alive. So I just glanced to the left and saw a card that I pulled recently that said, I can decide today to recalibrate my energy and commit to love and joy. And that's really what I've been trying to do. Leaning towards joy, leaning towards what lights me up. And amongst all of the hardship and adversity that we've been going through this year, there are so many beautiful moments. I actually just launched my own app, which is so freaking exciting. And I think back about how when I started this business 2 years ago, I had no idea where I'd be or that I would get the chance to work with thousands of Spoonies. And you know, going through all the data as I was getting ready to migrate people over to the new course platform and get them on the app, I was like, I've had students from South Korea and Peru and all over North America and the UK and South Africa and New Zealand and Australia. I'm just like, how cool is it that we get to connect with each other? And while I wasn't publicly launching or selling any programs for most of this year, I was so grateful to have the containers with my members, like showing up for my TSP calls, my Thriving Spoonie Pathway calls, and showing up for my Earn with Ease calls with my business clients. It brought me so much joy, and it reminded me of the power of community. Because sure, I might be the mentor in these spaces and I'm facilitating the space, but I benefit from those calls just as much as everyone else. Because whether I'm teaching something and it's reinforcing information I already know and just need to reinvigorate, if that's the right word, I'm also hearing other people and how much strength they have, and also being able to show up vulnerably and share with everyone what's going on with me. So I have to say I have immense gratitude for my community and the way that they've showed up for me during this time as well. Including all of you who have sent such sweet messages and replied to emails. And I just really appreciate all of you, and just know that every message means the world. And I have to say, I've never been more confident in my Thriving Spoonie Pathway and the transformation it offers, because basically I hit a huge rock bottom this year. And in order to just regain a sense of self and start functioning again, I started following step by step the process I outline in that 4-month program. And it's brought me back to where I am now today, where I'm feeling good again and I have more energy. And it's just been such a reminder of how amazing that program is. So I'm gearing up to open the doors again. I closed them while we were launching the app and getting that all set up. But I'm really excited to be able to welcome new people into that community. And one of the things I'm doing to kick off the launch is I'm going to be hosting a free workshop. I figured a really appropriate theme was grief because it's something I've been dealing with so far this year. And it's also something that comes up for a lot of Spoonies. I don't think I realized that when I was really struggling and depressed in my early Spoonie days and just wishing I was back at work and feeling so angry when I had to turn down an invitation, I realized that was actually grief. I was grieving the loss of my health and the loss of my capacity. Like, I suddenly taking a shower was hard and I couldn't drive and I could barely walk 5 minutes without the world spinning. Like, there's so much grief involved, and grief involved in just our careers for many of us, relationships. So I wanted to host a workshop to really break that all down, give some practical tools that can help you tap into that innate resilience and just get you back onto a path of feeling more purposeful and figuring out what does bring you joy. Because we know it can be easy to focus on the doom and gloom of Spooniehood, but my entire mission is really to help empower all of you and let you know that it is possible to thrive alongside your diagnosis, no matter what stage you're at. So if you're interested, I am going to post something on my Instagram at the Spoonie Mentor. You can go there to figure out how to sign up for the workshop. And overall, I just want you to know that if you also have been having a rough go lately, that you're not alone. I actually named my business Yana Network because Yana stands for You Are Not Alone, because it was the one message that resonated with me so much throughout my journey. And it was also just something that kept me going, knowing that I wasn't alone on this journey, that other people were struggling, even if it was easy to gaslight ourselves and say, oh, I'm not sick enough, I don't look sick enough, people don't get it. No, your suffering is valid and you deserve support. So I hope to see you at the free workshop. You can also, I have a new website, thespooniementor.com, so you can go check it out. And, oh, the other cool thing I wanted to add before I end is that I later found out that Yana, Y-A-N-A, is also a Buddhist term for path or journey. So it just ended up being so synchronistic. I never know the right way to say that. The synchronicity was on point. So thank you all for being here. Thank you for following along this journey. Thank you for supporting me. And thank you for also listening, because that's something you're doing for yourself. Like, listening to this podcast is just such a sign that you are on the right path and that you are seeking out resources and that the universe is really connecting you with people that can support you. So I'm proud of you and I'm sending you lots of spoons.
Thanks again for tuning in. I hope that this episode helped you restore some of your spoons. If we're not already connected on Instagram, make sure to go follow me at The Spoonie Mentor and send me a DM to introduce yourself and share some of your takeaways from the episode. You can also visit emilyfraser.ca to join one of my programs or courses and learn different ways we can work together. Sending so many spoons, and I'll see you next Wednesday.